On this episode of the Rotten Rima podcast, we're going to be talking about the Ariana Grande drama that's happening with her co-star Ethan Slater. It is really intense, and actually there's a whole timeline about it, and I actually wrote a script to kind of help me stay in line in every single man that she's been with so far, up to Ethan Slater. Very, very juicy stuff. Also, we're going to be talking about why Mitch McConnell froze up during a news conference that happened a few days ago. And we're also going to be talking about the death of Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman. So, there's going to be more coming up on this episode, so stay tuned. Hello, and welcome to the Rotten Rima podcast. That's right. I'm making more episodes, god damn it. It has been a hot minute. And I am proud to say that I have actually written a script for this episode and the next episode that's coming out too. So I'm very excited about that. I guess we'll start off the show by telling you how I've been so far. I've been just tired recently. I think it's just, like I said beforehand, the stress about school and stuff. But I actually did a little bit of digging of my school situation right now. Turn that down a little bit. I am all good to go with my school stuff. Everything's paid for. My classes are ready. I just have to pay for the parking, and I should do that soon because they run out eventually, and then I have to think of something else because I don't know where to park in Albuquerque. So that's always going to be fun. The thing I noticed that on the financial aid thing, there is something that is actually missing on my thing, and it's called the New Mexico Opportunity Scholarship. Now, the Opportunity Scholarship would cover up to 100% of tuition and required fees and up to $50 per credit hour for course-specific fees, so like a lab or some shit, you know? I did not receive that this semester, which is a little bit worrisome for me because I'm currently paying off my car and I don't know what I'm going to do if I have to pay off. Right now, I have to pay about $900 left in my class, which isn't bad, but it is a little worrisome. But here are the requirements, the eligibility for being the Opportunity Scholarship. Be a resident of New Mexico. Done. Have a GED. Done. For recent graduate learners, enroll 15 hours, but no more than 18 credit hours for the fall and spring semester. I guess, yeah, sure. For returning learners, that would probably be me, enroll in at least 6 credit hours, but no more than 18. Right now, I'm at 12. Maintain at least a 2.5 grade point average, which I have. Do not exceed 160 attempted credit hours for completion of a bachelor's degree. I'm good on that. The scholarship covers up to 90 attempted credit hours for associate degree and 160 credit hours for bachelor's degree. Okay, I'm going for my bachelor's and I'm still under that. Students who currently have a bachelor's degree are not eligible. I don't have one. I'm going to get that. Non-credit programs are not eligible. Yeah, summer credits, 3 to 9 credits, and don't take summer classes. Continuing eligibility, 2.5 GPA, consecutive enrollment, meets earned credit hours. I fit all of that, right? So tell me why it was canceled. So now I have to call the people who are in charge of that and ask them why I'm not getting it. Because any scholarship, any tuition, anything that is possibly given to me for my education helps out a lot. I'm halfway through my bachelor's. I have my associates already. I could probably do something with it, but I really want to go and get that bachelor's. I want to do something really cool with my life. And what I'm thinking of doing with my life is doing like concept art for a company, for an animation studio or for like a video game company. Something cool that I've always dreamed about doing and that would make me feel artistically fulfilled, I guess is the word. But that I have to do that some other time. It is, they're probably closed by now while I'm making this fucking podcast episode. I also want to talk about the plants that I got. So I work at a hardware store, right? And one of the things about working in a hardware store is the fact that, hang on, I gotta make sure that it's actually recording. You get sometimes some interesting stuff. Last year, I think I ended up getting like 2 8-packs of Dawn dish soap, like the big boxes, on clearance because no one was buying them. But yeah, and I got 2 boxes and it lasted me the entire year. We just ran out just a few months ago. That's how much we didn't have to buy dish soap, which was amazing. This time around in the summer, the Bonnie people, they gave us plants that they're going to throw away. So now I have 3 beautiful tomato plants. I have a bell pepper plant, 2 lavender plants, which I'm very excited about. I have a squash plant and a watermelon plant. I still need to put in a pot or something. And so, vegetable plants all year round indoors. Vegetables are seasonal plants, obviously. You only grow tomatoes in the summer and blah, blah, blah. I really, really, really want them to stay alive all year round. I want them to be house plants because I think that would be really, really cool. So my plan is to maybe try to get some grow lights in my room, which, by the way, my room is an entire mess right now. I need to actually go and deep clean it again, and I actually have to donate stuff to my local thrift store because I don't have the space for it, and I need to make more space. So I'm thinking of cleaning my room out, really deep cleaning it, maybe rearranging it too, but who knows? We'll have to see how that goes. And then I have to set up like some sort of grow light situation so that I can salvage my plants. If not, I'll do some research on some house plants and I'll just keep them in my room just to kind of help my mental state. Try to brighten my day up, But that's so far what's happening with my life. But enough of all that. Let's just jump in to the first topic at hand, which is the Ariana Grande drama that has recently surfaced. And oh my God, I did not realize how far back this rabbit hole went. So just bear with me. I have a script. Let's fucking do this. Right, so Ariana Grande has gotten herself into some hot water after announcing her relationship with fellow Wicked co-star Ethan Slater. So let's break it all down first. Who is Ethan Slater? Ethan Slater is an actor and singer. He is best known for playing SpongeBob in the SpongeBob musical in 2019. He also released some song albums and starred in television, but he is more known for being the jolly yellow sponge we all meme and love. He is currently filming in the fantasy film Wicked, where he co-stars with Ariana Grande. And I just learned that Wicked is going to be split up into 2 films. Like, what? I've never seen the musical, but I mean, it can't be that fucking long, right? It's just, it's Elphaba trying to be good and she's like, fuck being good, and turns into the Wicked Witch of the West. I don't know. Anyways, he's starring in a musical film with Ariana, and apparently they are now becoming a couple. I say this because there's just a few issues with Ariana dating Ethan. Most important is that he was married while they were beginning to date. And he also has a child, too. It just seems so messy, but there was an article by Glamour Magazine saying Ariana is giving Ethan space to work out his divorce. How sweet of her. But the kicker is this is not the first time Ariana has seemingly done this, and she has been labeled as a homewrecker. But I want to give a quick rundown and explain the timeline of Ariana Grande's relationships and how it all came to Ethan Slater. I'm going to try to speed run this part, but also keep it concise. All right, first one we have is Graham Phillips. They met while they were starred in the musical 13. They wrote a song called Stick Around. They dated between 2008 and 2011, and they reunited in 2016 over dinner with friends from the musical 13. Next one is Jay Brooks. They met in August of 2012 and broke up in October of 2013. Jay accused Ariana of cheating on him with Nathan Sykes. It got sort of messy with Ariana claiming that Jay threatened to make her look bad if they didn't stay together after the breakup. But then they got back together in May of 2014 for a while and then broke up for good. So, you know. Nathan Sykes is the next one. Speaking of Nathan Sykes, one of the shorter relationships she's been in, began dating in August 2013, and they broke up in December of the same year. Collaborated together to make a song called Almost Is Ever Enough, which is a good song, actually. It sounds very Ariana with a slow piano and similar chords to her old Dangerous Woman era. So it's a pretty solid song coming from her. Big Sean is the next one. This is the more iconic one. It's also going to get messier because the drama involves Naya Rivera, who passed away in July of 2020. She started dating Sean in October 2014, and it got serious really fast, which I actually do remember. I remember how intense their relationship was for a while. In Naya's side, in her book, she stated that when she came home while dating Sean, and found Ariana sitting on the couch chilling. So Sean and Naya were kind of having issues, and Sean said that he didn't want to see her right now. And Naya was just like, well, tough shit, you're going to see me. So here it is, and I have a spare key. She found Ariana Grande listening to music, chilling on the couch, crisscrossed. It was so awkward. This is while they're still dating, too. Needless to say, she was pissed. She broke up with Sean in April of 2014. Meanwhile, Ariana and Sean called it quits in April of 2015. So, you know, good thing never lasts long, I guess. Ricky Alvarez is the next one. This is also the more iconic one. This is the backup dancer she dated. No problem with that, but I always remember him as the backup dancer boyfriend. And yes, I know that sounds mean, but that's the only way I can actually remember him. She started dating him in the summer of 2015. I would say just a few months after Sean, maybe like June-ish is when they started dating. This is the boyfriend that had the scandal with. She was dating him during the donut licking incident. Back in July of 2015, she went to Wolfie's Donut Shop and went to get donuts, as you do. But she kept sending the clerk back to get more donuts. Meanwhile, she began to lick the donuts she hadn't even bought yet and declared that she hated America. She apologized later for the hating America quote, but licking donuts? Like, oh. That's nasty. Why would you do that? And she even dared Ricky to do it too. So they kept dating until July of 2016. Now, this next one, this is what I consider the turning point in Ariana Grande's life, because this was the most significant relationship in her life, and it continues to kind of follow her and haunt her in a way. This is Mac Miller. Oh, They began to date in 2016. No month shown, but I imagine it was like a month or so later because they'd already done songs together and become really close friends. They broke up in May of 2018. So this is one of the longest relationships that she has had. One of the longest. There's another long one, but we'll get to that later. While they were dating, Mac was still struggling with drugs, and it really took a toll on her relationship. And it all came to a head when Mac died of a drug overdose of fentanyl, coke, and alcohol. He also had a wicked addiction to lean, if I remember correctly. He used to drink lean all the time. His death really affected Ariana, and you could see it while she toured and performed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which was Mac's hometown during Thank You Next. And like, she even paid tribute to him in the song. I won't lie, it was really hard to watch her cry over someone she adored. She did not just love Mac. I wrote this in the script because in the script it says it's so hard to put the word, but you could tell she gave her all with him. She really loved this man. She really loved this man. And it sucked seeing her so hurt. Because if it wasn't for the addiction and like the toxic relationship aspect of it, they would have been absolutely perfect for each other. But regardless, let's move on to the next one, which is Pete Davidson. This was the relationship I thought had potential. Had Ariana just taken a minute to find herself and learn that being alone is sometimes good for the soul. And I wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment. This is a really odd moment because she broke up with Mac Miller and Pete broke up with Cassie Davis, Larry David's daughter. And then they began to date in the same month Ariana broke up with Mac. And this is while they were dating. Mac passed away in September of 2018. Just a few months after the breakup and Pete. So she broke up with Mac, got with Pete, Mac died. I wouldn't even say I think. Everyone knew that Ariana was not okay. It was the moment that everything changed for her. After that, they broke up in October that same year. Her and Pete broke up in October. They were also like engaged and got tattoos to represent each other. It was fucking wild how fast they moved. Like, it was insane. Oh, I need a burp. Okay, never mind, I don't. Pete said that the reason they broke up was because they realized they were moving too fast. And that is not an understatement. Pete, being a cast member of SNL, finally made a statement on Ariana saying that things just did not work out. And that's okay. Ariana is a strong, wonderful person who I still love. I think that was very sweet. I will say, just off script, I watched his Comedy Hour special, and he talked about it again, and he talked about Thank You Next, and he was just like, not miffed, but he was confused as to why she wrote this song in the first place. She paid tribute to Sean, Ricky, Pete, and Pete didn't get the worst part. And she also paid tribute to Mac, like I said. But it was just a little awkward with how... Because I think that Ariana... I don't know. I think Ariana kind of sullied her reputation with Thank You Next. It was a hit, don't get me wrong. But it was a little sullied because it was kind of like... It was a little cringe, I won't lie. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. The next boyfriend, quote unquote, would be Mikey Foster. They collaborated on a song called Boyfriend. I believe that was for her Thank You Next album. US Magazine confirmed that they began dating in June of 2019. And before that, they were spotted making out in August 2019, but they broke up in April 2020 because they weren't really that serious about the relationship in the first place. So this was kind of like a fling. This next one, this is the most recent one, and from what I can see, the longest one. This is Dalton Gomez. They began their relationship, well, the rumors of their relationship began in February of 2020, but were confirmed later on in May of the same year in her music video with Justin Bieber, Stuck With You. I haven't seen the music video yet, but I should check it out, actually. She announced her engagement in December of 2020 and married him in May of 2021. And things began to happen because Ariana had a busy schedule with filming Wicked and making new music and touring. It became too much and strained her marriage. And in July of 2023, they announced that they were separated. Now we get to Ethan Slater. Right now, they are confirmed that they're dating in July of 2023, and Ethan is still dealing with his divorce. I wrote 3 pages of highlights of each of her relationships. Personal thoughts about the whole thing. I mean, I think she's moving too fast. She's moving way too fast. She is constantly on the go, and I understand why.
But if I were her friend and giving her advice, I would probably tell her to maybe take a year off. Maybe just be by yourself. Don't worry about dating. Don't worry about all this, this and that. You know, just worry about yourself right now. Because I can't imagine how maddening her life is right now. She's this ultra high pop star in high demand. She's doing all this stuff. She's filming a movie from her favorite musical. There's a lot of pressure on her right now. Why put more with relationship drama? That's just where I stand with it. So this next topic is going to be relatively short, I guess, because I don't really have a lot of opinions on it. But I guess Mitch McConnell froze during a news conference, and quite frankly, everyone is making fun of it because why shouldn't they? Let me just say this. People like to act like they're saints whenever someone like Mitch McConnell does fucked up shit that people may or may not agree with. I am not one of those people. I am not a saint, and I refuse to play one to make people feel better. I wholeheartedly will make fun of Mitch McConnell for this, okay? Mitch McConnell is an asshat who continues to fight the rights of same-sex marriage, and once you fuck with my rights because you don't believe it's right, you can go fuck yourself. That's how I wholeheartedly think about Mitch McConnell's whole thing, okay? Let's see. Also, someone pointed out that Mitch McConnell froze because he saw Depp standing there tapping his watch to remind Mitch he's running out of time, which is, like, hilarious to me. He's just staring at Death, and Death is just in the distance behind all the news reporters being like, I'm waiting. Hello. And what else? Someone also made a meme where Mitch was the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth. And now I cannot unsee that whenever I see Mitch McConnell's face, I only see the pale man. And all I want to say is that he better watch himself next time he fucking does a news conference. Apparently after the news conference too, I read the article, he was just kind of like, I'm fine, it's not like a health issue, and let's continue the news conference. And it's just like, you don't just freeze up for no goddamn reason. Something, you saw something, and it scared the shit out of you. That's all I want to say on the topic. And on a more serious tone, I want to take a second to acknowledge the death of Paul Reumann, aka Pee-wee Herman, who died at the age of 70 due to a long battle with cancer. This was something that he never disclosed to the public. He kept quiet about it, and he finally succumbed to cancer. And that's... It just really sucks because I loved Paul Reumann so much. Some highlights of his career is him starring in his own show called Pee-wee's Playhouse, which honestly was such a fun and chaotic show to behold. Such fun skits and silly moments where Conky the Robot would announce a secret word, and whenever someone would say it, everyone would scream really loud. Also, that's a show that had Lawrence Fishburne in it. Morpheus from The Matrix was in it. His name, he was Cowboy Curtis. It always surprises me when I think of that. Like Lawrence Fishburne on Pee-wee's Playhouse as Cowboy Curtis. Pee-wee also had several films featuring him, but the most popular one was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And boy, what a wild film that was. The plot is about his very fancy, very extravagant bike being stolen and taken across country, where it ends up at the Warner Brothers studio in Burbank, California. So he goes on an insane road trip to sneak in and get his bike back. If you have not seen this film, please go watch it. It is a truly wild cult classic of a film. And I also wanted to bring up another thing about Paul Rubens that a lot of people remember, but for the wrong reasons, is his arrest when he was arrested at an adult theater for public indecency. And it, even as a kid, it never sat right with me. Oh, there's a burp. Okay. It never sat right with me because even when I was young, I still didn't understand why he was arrested. He was in an adult theater and he was jacking off. And sometimes do more. But he was in a place where he can masturbate with no judgment. I still don't get why he was arrested for public indecency. Shouldn't everyone else have been arrested too? But that all aside, I just want to take a second to thank Paul Rubens for what he brought to the world. His sense of humor is something that will never be replicated ever again, but will only inspire future generations like it did me. His style of comedy is still felt with all the weirdos and geeks who appreciate his humor and art style. You're never going to be forgotten, Paul. And truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all the wonderful, silly things you gave Hollywood and the world, really. And I think that's going to wrap up the... Sorry, I'm on Facebook right now. I think that's going to wrap up the episode for today. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I do want to say one more thing about what's happening with the podcast. As you all know, Anchor.fm is currently no longer Anchor.fm. It is now podcaster.spotify.com, which means Spotify has acquired officially Anchor and made it part of the Spotify community, I guess, is the best word for it, which means things have changed drastically. I used to get money off of making ads for Anchor, which are going to be really awkward now when people go back and listen to them. I might have to put a disclosure on that, but it's going to make things a lot different. The way I earn money is going to be a little bit more complicated. I have to look into it. But the way I make podcasts and episodes is not going to change whatsoever. So your support is really appreciated for my podcasts. I've been trying to kind of make my podcast something a little bit more bigger and a little bit more professional. But for now, it's just going to be me, my laptop, and a microphone. And I'm just going to be giving you all the hot goss that's happening right now in the entertainment world and in the world in general. So thank you so much for your continued support. And I have another episode written up now that I'm writing scripts. Now that I'm writing actual scripts for the show, making episodes, I'm praying becomes easier for me. But with school coming up, I'm a little hesitant, but I'm more than willing to accept the challenge. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. And I will see you on the next episode, okay? Bye.